Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker based in Manchester in the UK, and I have a challenge for you. I'm going to challenge you to approach the next business presentation you've got in a different way. Rather than throwing information at the audience and using logic and facts and figures as the basis of your talk, I want you to think of the presentation as an opportunity to persuade and influence your audience and move them to a different place. I want you to think in terms of your presentation as being like a journey that you're going to take your audience on. And the journey has a beginning and an end. It has the starting point and the finishing point. And the starting point should be you conveying to the audience that you understand where they are at the moment. And that it's not all great, and that maybe they might want to be somewhere different, and that there is a better place that they could be, and you're the person to take them there. So take them on that journey, show them where they are now, show them that you understand that, you empathize with that, but get them to buy you sufficiently, to find you sufficiently credible and believable, to want to get on that metaphorical bus with you because they think that you know the route and you can drive the bus. You're the person to take them to a better place. And you've got to paint the picture of the place that is, their preferred destination, so that life will be better as a result of them buying your product or your service or accepting that there's a different way of doing things, that you're leading them on this journey. So it's a different way of thinking about presentations. It's more to do with persuasion. It's more to do with change. But of course, the wonderful opportunity that you're presented with when you have an audience is to move them to a different place and to be seen as a leader. So rather than just simply aiming to inform, aim to change and take your audience on that metaphorical journey. So just a thought, it's a challenge. But I'll lay it down to you, and I hope you'll seize the opportunity.